I'm speaking with Mossi Raz. He is the co-director of Radio All for Peace. He's also the former Secretary General of Israel's Peace Now movement. And I'm talking to him because the radio station that he directs is under attack by the Israeli government. Mossi, first of all, maybe tell us a few words about the radio station and then about what is currently going on.
The radio station is a very unique radio station. It's a Palestinian-Israeli radio station, a shared equality between Palestinians and Israelis, meaning we have board of directors, which are 50% Palestinians and 50% Israelis. The staff is 50% and 50%. We have two radio frequencies, one in Hebrew and one in Arabic, and of course we broadcast internet as well in two frequencies, one in Hebrew and one in Arabic. We try to bring the view of the other nation, the pain of the other nation, the narrative of the other nation, and to give a lot of stage to the peace and the human rights organizations which are acting in both societies.
So what is going on now? What happened?
After 7 years of activity, when we had quite good relations with the Palestinian Authority and with the Israeli authorities, meaning, for example, we have a Palestinian permit to broadcast from the Palestinian Authority. We have actually a document from the communication minister in Israel saying that the law of the communication of Israel is not existing in the Palestinian Authority. So the meaning is that we are not violating any law of Israel by transmitting from there. We had relations with the communication ministry. They let our transmitter in. We met the minister. We told him that we don't ask for permission because we have a Palestinian permit, but we had a nice conversation with him. We never say that we are illegal or we are violating the law. We got for our journalist cards as journalists, all the recognition. Even I would say we had once a pirate radio station on our frequency, and we called the Israeli for the communication ministry, and they just found this pirate radio station and closed them down. So after those 7 years, we got an order 2 weeks ago from the communication ministry to close down and to stop broadcasting. We were fully astonished. Maybe I should say that 2 weeks earlier, a member of Knesset from Likud called upon the Attorney General to close down the station.
Yeah.
We were fully shocked, and we responded that we are sorry that the communication of minister asked us to close down. We are going to study the issue and to answer in full response, but we didn't have time to do that because I was invited to an inquiry in the police, and actually they forced the stopping of the broadcast.
Mostly, this comes in a difficult environment in Israel for NGOs that deal with peace and reconciliation. Do you view it as a part of that onslaught?
Yeah, you know, you have to be very naive to think that it's only a matter of time, or it's only by chance that this is happening in the same day that there is legislation against human rights and peace organizations in Israel, and in the same day that people, or I would say journalists in Channel 1 on Israeli TV were fired, in the same day that the government is trying actually to stop the finance to the Channel T, to Channel 10 on TV, in the same day that there is a so aggressive attack against the Israeli civil society organizations and against the Israeli media. We are both, unfortunately, we are a peace organization and we are media. I would say one has to be very naive to think that it's only by chance happened now. We are sure that it's part of that. Danny Danone, a member of Knesset from Likud, already declared that thanks to his activity, the Radio All for Peace stopped broadcasting. He said that we are inciting. We asked what was the incitement. He said that we called upon the people to go to demonstrations. So it's just another proof what is democracy to those people. They think going to a demonstration is something illegal or negative, that you incite to do that.
Well, so you're of course fighting this, and you're also continuing to broadcast on the internet. How can one listen to your station on the web?
First, our address is allforpeace.org, and we do hope to get back the frequency. We prepared a petition to the Supreme Court, and if we will not get the frequency in the coming 2 or 3 days, we will go to the Supreme Court in order to ask for justice.
Good luck, Mosi, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.